The announcement of the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz was greeted with relief by leaders from around the world. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres welcomed the announcement as a step in the right direction. Spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric read the Secretary General's statement.
The Secretary General remains fully supportive of the diplomatic efforts to find a peaceful path forward out of the current conflict. He also hopes that together with the ceasefire, this measure will contribute to creating confidence between the parties and strengthen the ongoing dialogue being facilitated by Pakistan.
The reopening of the strait has raised hopes that it's an indicator of bigger things to come. Agreements on keeping the strait open to shipping permanently, renewed negotiations, and a peaceful diplomatic end to the conflict. Those are the hopes. The reality may be a bit more complicated. After Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, announced the opening of the strait, President Donald Trump initially welcomed it, but later he added a twist, telling reporters in Phoenix that the U.S. blockade of Iranian ships and ports will continue until Iran agrees to a deal to end the war.
When the agreement is signed, the blockade ends. As soon as the agreement gets signed, that's when the blockade ends.
Trump has suggested a second round of talks with Iran could take place this weekend. As for Iran, a spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Baghaei, said on Iranian state TV, "If they continue with what they call a naval blockade, surely the Islamic Republic of Iran will take necessary reciprocal measures." He added, "The Islamic Republic of Iran is the guardian of the Strait of Hormuz, and wherever it is necessary, it will not compromise in implementing measures that guarantee the rights of the Iranian people." Meanwhile, in Paris, European leaders welcomed the reopening. They were attending a gathering of 49 countries, but not the United States, to discuss a neutral mission to keep the strait open. It's called the Strait of Hormuz Maritime Freedom of Navigation Initiative. Several European leaders spoke to the press Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron referred to the ceasefire and the reopening of the strait, saying, "The recent events are encouraging, even though we have to be cautious."
So all of this goes in the right direction, although we note that the Iranian authorities have set a timetable for the opening up of the Hormuz Strait, and that America is still blocking Iranian ports and ships.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the UK and France will lead a multinational mission to protect freedom of navigation in the strait as soon as conditions allow.
Our citizens need to see a return to peace and stability, and we will play our full part.
He says the international group showed real unity at Friday's meeting.
We want to see a return to talks and a lasting agreement, including the reopening of the strait. We welcome the announcement that was made during our meeting, but we need to make sure that that is both lasting and a workable proposal. And if anything, it reinforces the need for the work that we've been doing this afternoon, because we're very clear that the mission that we're putting together is a defensive mission and that comes after a ceasefire.
Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni also spoke, emphasizing that the initiative is purely defensive.
This initiative is also part of a much vaster effort, which shows that our countries are ready to meet the challenge of this cycle of crises that does not just impact the Middle East, but also Ukraine and other fronts. Italy will do everything possible to consolidate the ceasefire in Iran, which is precious, important, and was reached thanks to the negotiations between the USA and Iran. And it is important that these negotiations continue to put an end to the conflict in Iran.
All three European leaders have taken heavy criticism from President Trump for not joining his military action in the strait, as have other allies like Japan and Australia. And those are not the only allies feeling the pressure from Trump's war. The news outlet Politico is reporting that the war is damaging U.S. reputation and relations, especially in the Muslim world. It cites diplomatic cables from U.S. embassies saying that relations are faltering with Azerbaijan, and Indonesia is feeling pressure to reduce security ties with the U.S. In Bahrain, which hosts the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, the government is questioning whether the U.S. abandoned Bahrain to focus on protecting Israel instead. Nevertheless, the U.S. continues to go its own way, and other countries are increasingly looking at their own paths forward. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who was at the gathering in Paris, said the war against Iran, in his words, raises challenges for us all.
This war must not turn into a transatlantic stress test. Therefore, I think we can draw a number of conclusions with this together, because the challenges I've just mentioned hit us all, impact all of the EU countries and beyond. And if we don't succeed in the initiatives we've taken, then there's the threat of a multidimensional global war.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.